news out of the Supreme Court yesterday. SCOTUS upholding the right for a 40-foot cross to remain on public land in Maryland, a 7-2 vote, but several different opinions written. There were five on one side and then a couple of other opinions. We're going to shake this down a little bit later with the Great Lakes Justice Center's David Coleman. He'll be here to talk about the decision and what it means overall. 7-2, Ruth Bader Ginsburg not being one of the seven, big surprise, right? We'll talk about that in a bit. And the Democrats fear right now that the Republicans are making big inroads with the Hispanic crowd in Florida. Trust me, I was there. I know. They should be concerned. You know, half the voters in many areas and more are Hispanic voters, and the Republicans are making inroads and making a difference down there, and the Democrats should be concerned. Trust me on that. Now, it seems to me, you may have noticed this, it seems to me the mainstream media, the big networks, the big newspapers, the big voice of media in America has decided that Joe Biden isn't their guy anymore. Joe Biden has become a target for the media, talking about his son Hunter Biden and him fathering a child out of wedlock, Hunter Biden being in Ukraine, doing questionable business deals, all of these things being rolled out by the networks. Let me give you an example from ABC News. Here's a clip from ABC News yesterday targeting Joe Biden. Now ask yourself, did you ever see ABC News or NBC or The Washington Post or New York Times do a story this critical of Barack Obama or of basically anybody else in recent memory? Listen to the way the story starts. It's bite number six. Go.
Now to our ABC News investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president. Our chief national affairs correspondent, Tom Yam, has traveled to Ukraine to try to get some answers. And Tom, what did you find?
Dave, good morning to you. This is actually an issue Joe Biden has been dealing with since 2014, but it's come up again because he's now running for president. Republicans, including President Trump, are trying to hammer Biden over this. At issue, was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president, and did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
The whole attitude of that piece from ABC News is quite clear. Millions of dollars, you know, bad dealings, the Ukraine, foreign entities, and all of this going on. And clearly, those in the media have decided that Joe Biden is no longer their guy. Democracy Now! Also piling on. Democracy Now!, the far left group, focused on Joe Biden's defense of his comments long ago on segregationists. I want you to hear this because there are comments where Joe Biden defended people that he dealt with as a United States senator. He was there for 36 years. That's no excuse, apparently, to the far left. Listen to this clip from Democracy Now! It's bite seven.
I mean, it's just more of the same. It's just more of the same. I mean, you know, Joe Biden shouldn't be president, you know. Obviously, I don't think I'm breaking any news here. I think when you have somebody who is celebrating their relationship, the ability of, you know, a person who saw no problem depriving an entire, you know, population of African Americans in their state of the right to vote, the right to participate as American citizens, the fact that that person was polite to them. I mean, it's nice that Eastland never called, or Talmadge, whoever it was, never called Joe Biden boy. It's nice that Joe Biden had that privilege. But the fact of the matter is Joe Biden owes his very presence in the race right now to the first black president, to Barack Obama.
It's not even close anymore. The media is trying to disable, to hinder, to hamper Joe Biden. They're trying to get him knocked off his leadership position, if you will. They want to knock him out of the poll position. And he's got himself in the crosshairs of the liberal media, which means he's in trouble. Let me give you another example. You see, because he was in the Senate for 36 years, there is a tremendous amount of material out there. A tremendous amount of material out there that can be dragged out and put on public display for all to see. Like this classic. Here's another classic Joe Biden clip that's being dragged out of the archives and put out there for all to consume because the media has decided he's not the guy and they're going to destroy him as effectively as they can. It's bite number five. Go.
Let me tell you what is in the bill. And I'll let you all decide whether or not this is weak. Let me get down here a compendium of the things that are in the bill. One, the death penalty. It provides 53 death penalty offenses. Weak as can be, you know? We do everything but hang people for jaywalking in this bill. That's weak stuff.
Talking about the crime bill, we do everything but hang people for jaywalking. That's going to look good in a TV commercial. That's going to look great to the African-American community that thinks the crime bill of 1994, which Joe Biden authored and is talking about there, that they think was unfairly targeting African-Americans. That sort of clip right there, classic Joe Biden, big trouble for the former vice president. All right, it's 24 after here on Friday, June the 21st. And you have to ask yourself, what has Joe Biden done that really irritated the mainstream media? What has he done that has turned them off? Because he was their go-to, man. He was the guy, he was the go-to. When everybody else said, Joe Biden's still coming. Don't worry, Joe Biden's still coming. He'll beat Donald Trump. He is the guy that's going to save the Democrat Party. And all of a sudden, he's on the outs. What happened? What did Joe Biden? Well, the fact of the matter is they found out that Joe Biden is a weak candidate. He's always been a weak candidate. Donald Trump is right about that. He always polled less than 1% until he was made the vice president of the United States. But not a strong candidate, a guy that's gaffe-prone, a guy that cannot perform well on his feet. We're going to look forward to see what happens in Miami next week because it's going to be really critical to whether or not Joe Biden survives the first weekend of debates, especially with the media out to get him. It's the Steve Rivers Show on a Friday. We'll be right back.